اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم به نستعين. ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين، أرواحنا له فداة. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: أم حسبتم أن تدخلوا الجنة ولما يأتكم مثل الذين خلوا من قبلكم مستهم البأساء والضراء وزلزلوا حتى يقول الرسول والذين آمنوا معه متى نصر الله ألا إن نصر الله قريب. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Inshallah, we'll discuss today about one of the parables that we come across early in the Quran, and that is in chapter 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 214. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He states, "Do you assume that you will enter into paradise while you have not yet experienced the likes of that which those who have come before you have experienced? They have faced trials, tribulations, and uncertainty, to the point that the Prophet and those who believe along with the Prophet asked, 'When will the help of Allah come?' Certainly, God's help is near." In this particular verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He brings the parable or a mathal of those who have come before you and the difficulties that those who have come before you have faced. Before we go into the lesson that we can learn from this particular parable, it's good to give some background about the verse. This particular verse was revealed to the Prophet during the conflict of Ahzab, the battle of Ahzab. And in this battle, as we know, that there were some of the hypocrites, the munafiqeen, particularly one who was very renowned. His name is Abdullah ibn Ubay. That he began to create doubt in the minds of the believers. And one of the things that he asked the believers, he says that if Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if he is really the Prophet, then why are you facing all of these difficulties? That if he was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he was sent by God to bring salvation, then what is the point of all of these hardships and difficulties that you're facing? So he wanted to incite doubt. And thus we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this particular verse, He gives the example of those who have come before you and particularly the difficulties that they had in life. And He says that they face مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالْضَرَّاءُ وَزُلْزِلُوا. What this means is that مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ, they face difficulties and trials and tests with regards to people trying them. Al-ba'sa means that there's some difficulties, but that difficulty and challenge, it comes to an individual through other means, through another person. Wadarra, meaning that a person has difficulties and face challenges physically. For example, one may have pain, one may be faced with death, one may be injured. This is dharra. Versus ba'sa. Ba'sa is a person, maybe a neighbor, who is bothering you, someone who is teasing you or picking on you. This is ba'sa. Well, dharra is physical pain, that the person himself is feeling pain, depression, anxiety, worries. Wazulzilu. Zulzilu here is in the meaning of uncertainty. And particularly here, where the conflict of Ahzab was taking place, where we saw that the enemies of the Prophet, they were ganging together against the believers. And of course, their numbers were greater than that of those of the Prophet. So there was uncertainty about the outcome. There was uncertainty about things. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he states that whatever you are facing in life, whether it's ba'sa, whether it's darra, whether it's zulzilu, or zilzal, whether you are facing with trials, tribulations, or uncertainty, then know for sure that those who have come before you have also faced these things. And by facing these things, it has carved for them a path towards paradise. Do you assume that you will enter paradise and you have not yet experienced that which those who have come before you have experienced? These difficulties, trials, tribulations, uncertainties. In fact, this is one of the conditions of reaching to a high state. Just like in life, in our everyday life, that when we want to achieve something that has value, that has greatness, we have to go through tests. We do not reach to the level of ijtihad. We do not reach to the level of master's or PhD without going through difficulties, trials, tests. Sometimes that difficulty comes from others who are creating blocks for us. Sometimes it comes from our own selves that we become worried about taking tests. We have test anxiety. Whatever it may be, we have uncertainty about the outcome of our endeavors. But when we face these things, and particularly with the lesson that I will mention in a few that we should gain from this, is patience. But when we face them with patience and steadfastness, then we will overcome these trials. We will overcome these difficulties, and we will reach our goal and our objective. And it's very interesting if we see that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he opens this verse because of course, based on the sha'n al-nuzul, or the reason for which this verse was revealed, is because of that question of Abdullah ibn Ubay. He says that, can Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam really be a prophet and you're facing these difficulties? So in response to that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he asks a question as well. Do you think that without difficulties, without trials, that you will reach paradise, a place of bliss, a place of ease, a place of comfort? This is like someone saying, okay, well, I want to be a millionaire. And then without doing anything, they become a millionaire. Even the game show that has been created, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, you have to sit and you have to answer questions. Let's say you're on the spot to see how much you actually know in order to reach that point of becoming a billionaire. In this parable, we see that in order to reach our goal, our objective, one must face difficulties. One must face also at times uncertainty. But if we face those difficulties and uncertainty with patience, then we'll reach that goal. In one of the narrations of Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi afdalu salatu wasalam, he states, "Al-jannatu mahfufatun bil makarihi wa sabr. Faman sabara 'ala al-makarihi fi ad-dunya dakhala al-jannah. Wa jahannamu mahfufatun bil ladhati wash-shahawat." فَمَنْ أَعْتَى نَفْسَهُ لَذَّتَهَا وَشَهْوَتَهَا دَخَلَ النَّارِ. He states that paradise is surrounded by difficulties and patience. In order to get into paradise, you have to go through difficulties. You have to be patient. And whoever practices patience, then he will enter paradise. Whereas Jahannam, hellfire, is surrounded by lust, impulsiveness, and base desires. And whoever gives his nafs, his soul, his self, those things, then he will enter the hell. Ramadan, it is a moment for us to develop patience. That when we look at Ramadan and all that it entails, to fast for 30 days, to go 30 days without eating and without drinking during the day. And some people, they've mentioned this to me, that how do you do this? They can't imagine how difficult it is to fast. So in some sense, it may be a bit of difficulties, but that difficulty has points. It has a point and it has a purpose to develop your willpower, to develop patience. Ramadan is also a moment, an opportunity to strengthen our belief through reading the Quran, through reflecting upon the Quran, reflecting upon the teachings of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhim afdhalus salatu wassalam. And if we are patient in doing these things, and of course, Ramadan, there's a certain special ambience about it, that sometimes it makes it easy for those who have been fasting for years, it makes it easier for them to fast during the month of Ramadan. But it is a means of developing that patience, that even outside of Ramadan, you can conduct such ibadat, such worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of fasting, of reading the Quran and reflecting upon the Quran. That the worship that you do in this month shouldn't just simply be for this month. It's a moment to develop and cultivate that in oneself, so that outside of the month of Ramadan, that these things can be practiced. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives all of us success in developing and cultivating patience within ourselves and strengthening our belief in this blessed month of Ramadan. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for success for both you and I. وأسأل الله التوفيق لي ولكم وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.